Hey guys, it's me, Christy Lee, and today, as the title of this video suggests, I am going to talk about my history with smoking. This was suggested to me by one of my subscribers or viewers, and I thought it was a really good idea just to give you guys kind of a feel of the struggles, my addiction, how long this has been going on, you know, and it's going to kind of help me look back over the years and see basically how important I think it really is for me to break this addiction. So I had my very first cigarette when I was 9 years old, but I'm pretty sure that I was addicted long before then. My mother smoked while she was pregnant with me and smoked around me. Her mother smoked around me, so did my father. Everyone when I was growing up, all of my family members were smokers. So I was around cigarette smoke constantly. I remember being very young and loving the smell of my dad's fingers. And that's something that even to this day, when I'm not smoking a cigarette, I'll smell this part of my fingers, the part that holds the cigarette, and it's a very smoky smell that I still enjoy. So yes, I had my first cigarette at 9 years old. I remember I was in fourth grade and I was going to some counseling. I don't know how I got the cigarette. I don't know where it came from, but I remember going out behind the building with another little girl that I was there with and smoking the cigarette. She hated it. I, on the other hand, kind of wanted it. And I didn't become a smoker at that age, but that was my first experience with smoking a cigarette. Then when I was around 12 years old, 12 and 13, is when I really started picking up the habit. And I remember once that I stole a pack of cigarettes from my Nana and my Papa. They used to smoke at the time. They've since quit. They've been quit for a long time, I think 20 years now. We were heading back home from Tampa to my mom's house, and they had a couple packs of cigarettes sitting out on the counter for the drive, and I took a pack and took it to school with me the following week and shared it with all of my friends. They were Winston's, and a very strong cigarette. From that point, it was pretty much a constant thing. I did for a while smoke Newports and Kools, and then when I was, I think 13, I got sent to live with my dad in Georgia, and I told him and my stepmother that I smoked, and they used to reward me for doing my chores and getting straight A's with cigarettes. And then on my 14th birthday, the only gift I got, no, I take that back, I got a jacket also, but I got a carton of cigarettes from them for my birthday, which they allowed me to have one cigarette per hour. And if I had misbehaved or done anything wrong, they took away my cigarettes. So I became very attached to them. Needless to say, I kept the house clean and I got straight A's. I was very addicted. Then I think I stopped for a while, and then I picked back up when I was 17. And I smoked for about a year and then quit. And then I picked it back up when I was about 19 and smoked until I was about 24. At 24, I quit for about a year, and then I picked back up right around after that. I started smoking Black and Milds instead of cigarettes, and I would stay up late nights and smoke two to three packs of Black and Milds. And then I believe I quit for another couple years, and then in 2007 is when I picked it back up on a permanent basis. So from 2007 to 2009, not 2009, till present, I smoked constantly. So I wanted to talk about some of the things. What made me start smoking? Well, I was always interested. I was always around it, and I always felt like I was kind of drawn to it. And I think that's because, as I said, my mom smoked while she was pregnant with me, and then as a baby and growing up, probably until I was about, well, even around my Nana and Papa, most of my childhood I was around smokers. So I think I was addicted to it from the get-go. What the heck was that? Anyway, so I was always drawn to it. I just like the look of it. So that is definitely what made me start. And then I really, I'm going to talk about what I like about smoking and what I hate about smoking. So smoking for me has always been a comfort thing. It's been a great boredom buster. Whenever I'm bored, don't have anything to do, sit down and smoke a cigarette. If I get anxious, I can smoke cigarettes back to back to back, and it kind of keeps me, I don't know, it just chills me out, I guess. The thing that I enjoy most about the cigarettes is the draw of the cigarette, the action of pulling it to my mouth, pulling in that big draw of the smoke, and then releasing it and washing the smoke. My mom actually made me write a list when I was 14 years old about the pros and cons of smoking, and one of the pros was the cute little swirlies that it makes in the air. And the things that I hate about smoking is definitely the control that it has over me. It controls every aspect of my life. I've got to have my cigarettes. If I don't have them, I am cranky, irritable, and I just feel absolutely miserable. I hate how much money we spend on tobacco. I hate that before anything else, those cigarettes come first, before we eat, before some bills sometimes. We gotta have those cigarettes. I hate that it makes me, everything I wear and everything around me stink. And I don't realize it until I go somewhere that people don't smoke. Like when I just went and visited my family in Gainesville, my family has since, all of them have since quit smoking. I'm the only one left in the family who still smokes. So when I walk into their house and I can just smell the stench of the stale, the old, the nasty cigarettes all over me, and it reeks really bad. And I know when I go out in public, people can smell it all over me. I hate that my entire house and everything in it now smells like cigarettes. I hate that my car and everything in it smells like cigarettes. Anytime the kids get in the car, they're always commenting about the smell. I hate almost everything about it. I do, like I said, enjoy the draw and all that, but everything else I hate about it. I hate that it affects my asthma. It affects my breathing on a regular basis. It affects my health. It affects my skin, my teeth. It's just a nasty, nasty thing. I hate that it used to take time away from my kids because I constantly wanted to smoke, but I didn't want my kids to be around it. So I was always hiding away from them. And it took away a lot of my time with my kids. Or like when I would be going out to run errands or anything like that, and the kids would want to come with me, and I tell them, no, you can't come because I'm going to be smoking in the car. I mean, really? You're going to get in between me and my kids? So I am most looking forward to quitting because, obviously, because of the health benefits. I know that within 24 or 48 hours of quitting smoking, you're supposed to improve in your health by some percentage. So I'm looking forward to being able to breathe better, to be able to smell things more clearly, to be able to taste things more clearly. I love food, and I know that my taste buds and my smelling receptacles are all going to come back, and I'm actually going to be able to enjoy full flavors and scents again. I'm looking forward to not being controlled by something every single day. I'm looking forward to just feeling free and feeling better about myself. I'm also really looking forward to the financial freedom that it's going to provide us. We spend $300 to $350 a month on tobacco alone. That is a car payment. That is a bigger rent payment if we decided to move. That could mean so many things for us. I'm not looking forward to, I know that because I've quit in the past, I know that it's something that's always going to be with me. I'm going to dream about smoking. It's always going to be a challenge for me to stay quit. And I used to say that when I get older and I know that it's the end stages of my life, I'm going to pick smoking back up because it's something that I unfortunately enjoy doing. It's become a huge part of my life and who I am. But for now, it's just not something that I want to do anymore. I want to be proud of myself. I want to feel healthy. I want to be more financially free. I want to be able to smell good, and you know, when I wear perfume, it not just smell like I'm trying to cover up smoke. So I'm looking forward to all of that. I know there was, let me get my list, hold on. Another thing I didn't mention was that being a smoker, I am now embarrassed. Like, I don't like rolling my window down too much when I'm driving and letting people see the cigarette coming out the window to flick it. I don't like when I walk out at work to have a cigarette break, I don't like my customers to know that I'm a smoker. Like, the whole stigma around smoking has changed. I remember when I was younger, it was not that it was a cool thing to do, but it's just different now. I get embarrassed. I don't like people to know that I'm a smoker. So that's a big thing for me. And also, I wanted to talk about, I'm sure I've said this before, but I started off smoking, I don't know, you know, whatever I could get my hands on. And several years ago, I was smoking about half a pack a day. I smoke at least a pack a day now, if not more. And that's horrible. If I once did the math on it, and I have smoked multiple thousands of cigarettes over my lifetime, just a ginormous, because there's 20 cigarettes in a pack a day times so many years, it's insane. So yeah, it has been a long, long journey of being addicted to tobacco, being controlled by tobacco. I started off very young, and I'm now on my way to being 35 years old, and this is something that I really, really want to put an end to. Even though I'm gonna miss things about it, even though I find comfort in it, I am sick and tired of being controlled by it, and I'm sick and tired of wasting money, and I'm sick and tired of it affecting the people around me, of being embarrassed, having to be embarrassed by it, of stinking, of aging so quickly, of my health just falling and falling and falling, and it's time to do something about it. You know, I'm not young anymore, and it's time to get healthier and to be smarter. And so there it is. That's my history with smoking. That's everything. So I hope that you enjoyed this video. I hope that you can take something away from this. And for any of you who do not smoke, I'm very proud of you for never starting or for quitting. That's tremendous. That's awesome. All right, so thank you for watching, and I guess I will see you guys later. Don't forget to hit that like button or dislike button, whatever you feel, and take a moment to subscribe. I will see you next time. Bye.